Hi everybody, it's Lily here and I am just settling my baby as we begin this live stream, but we are having a very exciting conversation this evening. I don't even need to be wearing these. Oh, but I tell you what, I do need to go live on Instagram, so give me a second. And I have a special live guest joining me this evening. I'm going to bring her on in just a second. I'm not quite sure how this is going to work for the Instagram people. So people on Instagram are just going to have to let me know. But obviously the split screen is going out on Facebook and YouTube and not on Instagram. So anyway, let me hit the live button. Instagram's getting a full view of what's happening here. This is a mother breastfeeding her child, everyone, and it is what it is. It's all good. Okay, right, we are. No, we're not. Instagram does not want to play. Let's try again. Instagram might have to just miss out if it doesn't want to connect. I get this sometimes with Instagram, you know. Oh, no, doesn't want to play. Right, I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to try, whoops. Now I've forgotten what I'm doing. Okay, let's just try it once more. Hi to you guys if you're watching. Welcome, welcome. I'm starting a little later tonight. I'll be very honest. I was hanging out in Clubhouse and I wanted to say my piece. I was up on the stage and at the end of everything, Sophia started to wake up as well. I had actually got her to sleep, but she's not feeling very well. So we've got her with us tonight as well. Right, Instagram, I'm ever so sorry, but Instagram does not want to play for whatever reason. I'm going to give it one more try before I give up. Come on, Instagram, you can do it. If you're joining me live, you can write your comments, but I may not be able to see your name unless you are part of StreamYard. Right, no, Instagram isn't playing. So Instagram, I'm super sorry. You guys will have to get it on Instagram TV when the replay goes out. So I'm going to say hello to Instagram anyway, because you guys were going to catch this eventually, but it's not letting me go live, I'm afraid. So that's fine. Instead, I'm going to call up the comments here on my screen so I can see if people are saying hello to me. Say hello to me. Don't leave me here on my own. Now, how impressive, by the way, is my banner across the bottom? Are you excited? Are you as excited about this as I am? It's got the question of the week. What is your definition of living a life of alignment? I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your questions, your comments. So post in the comments below and let me know what you think about that as well. I think my phone has just had a Benny because I can't connect to anything. So we're just going to let the phone do what it wants. Now then, I'm going to bring my special guest on. My special guest is Penelope Silva. She was my guest on the podcast this week. If you haven't checked it out already, it was an epic two-parter podcast episode. Absolutely phenomenal. I think there probably never needs to be another podcast episode ever because Penelope and I covered the lot in our chat. I think it went for about 90 minutes. So anyway, I'm going to bring Penelope on now. I've never done this before, so I'm hoping it's going to work. Penelope, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Oh my goodness. Now then, I can hear you, but it's funny sound. I wonder why. I don't know if that's me or you. Bear with us, guys, because this is a new, this is my new swanky software that I'm using, hence the banners. But I wonder if I need to put headphones in. Let us see.
I don't have them.
Oh, no, I can hear you now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Do you know what? Earlier when I set this up, it said something about the audio might be spotty at first and then it'll be okay. I don't know why. But anyway, I can hear you. Hurrah! So exciting. Penelope, this is like a proper TV show and everything. We've got a split screen. You've got your name. I've got my logo. We've got our question of the week going along the bottom there. So the question this week is, what is your definition of living a life of alignment? And obviously you are the expert here. You were my guest on the podcast this week. We've got lots of people watching. My phone has just decided it doesn't want to work. So I can't see any comments at the moment. I am going to try and get in, though. So if you guys are commenting, I hopefully will see those comments. Ah, I can see myself. Hold on, I need to turn the volume down, though. Otherwise, it's going to go weird, isn't it? Here we go. Now then, Now then. Here we go. Oh, I can see comments now. I can see Sophie. Hello. I can see Leanne McDonald. Hello. And Leah. Oh, well, this is a fancy setup. It's a very fancy setup, Leah. I've gone up in the world. Check me out. Who do I think I am with my logo and my banner and everything? Anyway, welcome this evening. If you guys are watching on one of the other platforms, YouTube, I can't see your comments. But if you sign up for StreamYard, I think I will see your comments. I think that's how it works. But anyway, I can catch up with comments later. Penelope, welcome to the live chat show. Bum, bum, bum. It's only week two. Welcome back.
I was watching you backstage and literally you are just the calmest mum in the world. Like, you just sort of glided through doing all that. Like, I would have been tearing my hair out.
Do you know what? I probably would have been with the first one. By the time I've had three, I think I've just run out of energy to panic, to be fair. It just is what it is. So yeah, we've got little Sophia just hasn't been feeling herself. And so we've just dosed her up with Piriton, so she'll probably pass out at some point. And she's having a bit of booby as well. So if you guys catch a bit of nipple, I'm just going to say that's a bonus. Please don't write in and complain. Like, that's an added extra. You're welcome. So... This evening, we are going to follow on. We're going to carry on the conversation from the podcast. And we were talking all about living life in alignment. And so, Penelope, that's your whole background, isn't it? That's what you help people to do. So I'm going to kick off by asking you the question, what's your definition of living a life of alignment?
Oh, it's what I do every day. So it is the feeling when, the only way I can describe it, which people might understand, is maybe I was a bit weird when I was a kid, but did you ever have the feeling when it was like the first day of school, or even not the first day of school? For me, it was the first day of the spring term when I got to put my summer dress on. And I loved my summer dress. And all of a sudden I started waking up earlier and jumping out of bed. And everything was so exciting. That to me is living a life, an aligned life on purpose. So yeah. For me, it's that everything that I do lights me up. I did a new moon ritual last night, and the vibe in the group was just like sky high. And, you know, I came off it and I was buzzing, and I literally put on Facebook and I was like, wow, I bloody love my job.
I saw your post. Yeah.
Best feeling ever. And I've just had my business's fourth birthday. And I tell you what, I'm someone who gets bored very easily. And I thought, in previous jobs, it's because I was bored, but actually it's because it wasn't in alignment with me. It wasn't in alignment with my values, and it was never going to hold my attention. But this, every day is like a dream. I literally love it.
Yeah. And I think that's exactly it. I would say the same thing. And as you were speaking, I feel like I need to caveat that straight away, though, because I think, you know, when people hear people talking about the fact that they're living their life in alignment. Hello to Instagram, by the way. We did get Instagram working in the end. So I've got Instagram over here. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on all the platforms. Hello, David. Thanks for joining. So Instagram, you're going to have to let me know if this is working for you, because if you watch us on YouTube or Facebook, you'll see a split screen with the beautiful Penelope Silva, who is my guest this evening. I can't do that on Instagram because StreamYard won't let me. So if you've got a complaint, then complain to them. But you can obviously, you can check out the replay later, and I will share it across the Instagram TV. But look, Penelope's on Instagram now as well. She's on all the platforms. I love it.
So I think that I have to request to join the Instagram.
Oh my God. Can we do this?
Request to join, because when it's got you, and then when I thought maybe when I spoke, you know, a bit like Zoom.
Yeah. I'm just turning my volume down, and I'm going to plug my headphones.
Well, maybe that's just going live in Instagram.
No, you're there. You are live on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube. This is so funny. Now we look like Ant and Dec, you know, when they go bum 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 bum.
Okay, I'm gonna get a tripod, because otherwise my arm's going to go numb.
Oh God, yeah, no, don't hold it with your arm, especially the amount of time we talk. So while Penelope is setting up her posh tripod, I felt like I wanted to caveat that straight away, because I think people hear others talking about living their life in alignment. First of all, if you're someone who is not living your life in alignment or feeling like that's a struggle for you, it can be very triggering to hear somebody talking like, oh, I just bounce out of bed every day and I just love my life and it's great. Because if for you that isn't the reality, it can feel very far away from where you're headed. So I want to come in and say, I think it's possible to, you can have moments of alignment as well. You know, I think sometimes the idea of creating a life of alignment feels like such an enormous undertaking. And if you are very far away from what you think that might look like as well, you're going to start telling yourself all these stories about what is or isn't possible for you. And you're going to start to feel like, that will never work for me. Like, that will never be possible for me. Or it's okay for that person because, right? That's a story that we all like to tell ourselves. Like, we list all the reasons why that might never happen for us. So I think it absolutely is possible to live a life of alignment. I think it's possible to have a life of alignment and still have the challenges that life brings. I don't think living life in alignment means that you skip through meadows 100% of the time and nothing ever comes for you. Like, nothing ever comes to knock you on your ass or anything like that. I believe we all have we're all susceptible to life, right? Life is going to come and challenge us because that's the journey that we're on. I think the people who are talking about loving their life are not people that are immune to that. It's people that have found a way to thrive in spite of their challenges. They know that their challenges don't define them. They know that if they're in a sad place, a dark place, or, you know, anything like that, that it's not forever. We're just going to try and tuck that booby in. There we go. She's asleep, everybody. They understand that it's not forever. They understand that they're safe. They understand it's okay to have moments where everything doesn't feel okay. But I just felt like I wanted to caveat that, because I think it's very easy for people to discount a conversation like this straight away by just going, oh, well, it's all right for you because blah, 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 blah. And that will never work for me because blah, 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 blah. I feel like I'm largely in alignment. Like, I love what I do. I love this podcast in the bum twice. It's my favorite thing in the world. And it's taken me a while, though, to allow myself to get to a place where I will do the thing that feels that aligned. But there have been moments of alignment all the way along. And that was the other thing I wanted to say. So, you know, the very first step is, if you're not feeling like your life is in alignment, like if you're answering the question this week, what is your definition, and you're listing what you think that looks like, and then you're looking at your life right now and going, well, my life looks nothing like that, it's going to feel like an enormous undertaking for you. And that's potentially then going to make you want to give up, and it's going to make you want to quit. So I think it's important, first of all, to seek those moments of alignment, because it's the moments of alignment that start to add up. And then it's you giving yourself permission to allow more of that, right? I think it's incredible what we allow ourselves to put up with. And I'll tell you why I'm telling you this story, because a little while back I was just pottering around the house, you know, chucking out recycling and like cleaning up and whatever, and our recycling is in an old downstairs toilet that's no longer a downstairs toilet, and it's just like a storage cupboard, and we put our recycling in there, and the door is shit, the door doesn't close. So every time I shut that door, I have to slam it with my hand in a certain position and I have to kick it with my foot at the same time, right? It's like a knack. And I noticed that Sophia has started doing it now as well. And I just had this moment not that long ago where I threw something in there and I did the weird door slam kicky thing. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, at what point did I make it okay that I have a door in my house that won't close unless I do this weird, like, combo thing that you might see on a fighting computer game? Like, why didn't I just get the door fixed? Like, why have I allowed myself this? And I think this is a concept that I want to introduce, and I know Penelope's going to have a lot to say about this as well, but we really do create our reality. We really do. We create from our thoughts and from our beliefs, but we also create from what we believe we're worthy of. And we get so comfortable in our own environment, even when it doesn't serve us. So Penelope, I'm sure you've got a bunch of stuff to say about that. But it was just interesting to me. And then I started to look around and I was like, well, I'm driving a heap of shit car. Not anymore, you guys. I just bought a new one.
Woohoo! It's fabulous.
But this is the thing, right? This is the thing. I've been driving that heap of crap car around for a long time. On the one hand, cars and money and material stuff aren't really that important to me. They're really not. But on the other hand, this car has got to the point where it's not safe. Like, it really isn't safe to drive. And so for me to even allow that in, and it was almost like as soon as I owned my decision, as soon as I felt worthy of having a better car, and as soon as I decided that that was okay and that I was allowed to have that, I didn't know how, by the way. I didn't have the money and I didn't know how it was going to happen. Just by stepping into the energy of knowing that I was worth more and that I could have more, the universe then aligned, right? And I got a phone call out of the blue from someone going, oh, I've just decided to give you some money, like literally. And they gave me enough money that I could go and buy that car. Like, to me, that's alignment, right? And so alignment doesn't come from having all your ducks in a row first. Alignment comes from knowing what you're worthy of and then having the balls to ask for it. So Penelope, she's going to go, she's going to go. Penelope is a manifesting queen, so I know she's got some nuggets to drop around this.
I think so. I'm also a life purpose coach, and I think that there's, before you sort of get into that alignment bit, there's such a huge piece of work to do beforehand. So I always start off by teaching people how to understand what their values are. Because, for example, if you don't know what your values are, they're your sort of your internal GPS. Are you getting feedback off this?
A little bit. I've got on Instagram, Bird Jillian, hello, is saying there's a problem with the sound. Does that mean that you can't hear us well, or is it just that feedback? Just let me know, because I can come out of Instagram and restart it if it's that.
Yeah, maybe if I turn mine off, maybe that will...
Yeah, it might just be I've plugged my headphones into mine because my phone doesn't let me turn it all the way down.
No, mine doesn't. I don't know why it does that.
Yeah, no, it's silly. But if you plug headphones in, then obviously then we can't hear it. Let us know on Instagram if you can hear. I have got a recording of this anyway, so if for some reason this Instagram video is no good, never fear. We do have it on another platform as well. I'm just going to see. Whoops. I'm just checking comments as well, just while I'm faffing about on here. Here we go. Oh, yeah. So it's bad feedback. So is that better now? Let me know if that's better. It might have been just because we've got all the devices running all at once.
Do you think that's better?
Yeah. I can't hear feedback now. Sammy's in the house. Hey, Sammy. Sammy, let me know what that sound is like. Let me know if that sounds good. This is a new setup, you guys. So this show launched last week, and I've just set up this software this week. So it is all a little bit trial and error. So bear with us. Yes, I'm getting the thumbs up from Bird Jillian. I feel bad calling you Bird Jillian, but that's the name it's giving me. So let me know. So yeah, sorry, Penelope, what were you saying?
So I always start off with working out what your core values are. Because from my experience, I was a project manager, and I couldn't understand why I seemed to not find the job as easy as my colleagues did. They just used to seem to glide through things, but things used to seem to be a bit more clunky to me and take me a lot longer to sort of work through and things like that. And then I couldn't understand why I always had this like icky feeling at the end of a project, when we'd spent months and months and months creating a project, loads of stress, loads of time and energy and manpower and that kind of thing. And you'd go and you'd put the installation in, and 2 weeks later it would come out and it would be binned. they wouldn't repurpose it, they wouldn't recycle it. Now, I wouldn't say I'm a complete eco warrior. My daughter is. But there was something that just wasn't sitting right with me. And it was only years later when I did the work on working out what my core values were. And I was like, my God, I get it now. It makes sense why that felt so misaligned with me. So once you've got your sort of your internal GPS system with your values, then it's not even about you having to be in your dream job or things like that. It's every decision that you make on a day-to-day basis, keep checking in, does it fit in with my values? And the more that you do that, it will help you create more healthy boundaries. You'll find it easier to say no to things that aren't in alignment with you. And just because of doing those small steps, your whole life will start to feel differently.
Yeah, and sometimes that's all it is. So I think as well, we tell ourselves the story that if we're unhappy in the moment, we tell ourselves the story that before we can be happy, everything has to change, right? And it feels like such a huge job. But actually, it isn't that everything has to change. It will be some core things. And in some cases, it's not even a physical external thing that has to shift. Sometimes it's just the way you're looking at it. So a great example of this is, because obviously I help people with the purpose piece as well in the way that I work. And I think often it's just the perception of the situation they're in. So sometimes somebody might be, for example, somebody might be doing a 9-to-5 job, but really what they want to be doing is their own business, right? So they might be working their 9-to-5 and then trying to hustle on the side, like making jewelry or doing whatever it may be. And they are in the story of, I can't give up my job because my job is what pays my bills. But what I really would do if I could is do this other business, but I can't take that leap, right? And that feels like stuck energy for them. That makes them feel frustrated. They resent their work. They feel like a failure. They feel like they don't have the balls to step up and grab the life that they want. And, kind of array of thoughts like that might be passing through their mind. And in some cases, all it is a case of shifting how they're seeing that situation. First and foremost, taking their power back around that decision. So many people will say, oh, I'm in this situation because I have no choice, right? I have no choice. I have to pay my bills. So I have to do this job, even though I hate it. And then therefore I can't do my business. So I feel stuck. Well, step number one, take some ownership. You always have a choice. And right now you are choosing to prioritize paying your bills, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? So I think you can get back into your power around certain situations that you might have put yourself in, rather than telling yourself that you're there because, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. And then the other side to that, I think, is, you know, with the job as an example, you can actually see that as a really great investment of your time. Like, you're funding your side hustle by doing that 9-to-5 job. It's allowing you the money to get to a point where you will be able to leave that job, or you might be able to cut some hours or something like that. So often it's just the way we see things that's holding us back, and not the thing that we think is holding us back. You know what I mean?
So that's exactly what happened to me. So yeah. I was a project manager, and I knew my story that I used to say to everybody was that I was going to be a holistic practitioner when I retired, because that was my dream job. And everybody in the office knew it as well. I mean, it was like a little mantra I used to say. And it took me, and there was signs, there was, I know we spoke about this, I think we did the other night, about there was a really prestigious course that they had put up for grabs at work, and it was thousands and thousands of pounds, and it was called The Leaders of the Future. And again, it's thinking of the things outside of you are going to make your life better. So I thought, if I win this place on this course, that's it, I've made it. I'll get my next rung on the career ladder, and, I'll have more money and life will be happier and this kind of thing. So I won the play. There was 10 places and I won one of the 10 places, and I was so happy. And on the first day we sat there and we had to fill like a psychometric test out. And basically the outcome of this test literally said, you shouldn't be a project manager, you should be a holistic therapist. And I was like, yes, I know that, but my manager's sat right next to me. And I was like trying to slide this paper across the desk, hiding it from her. And it took for me to get made redundant for me to do something about it. Because I have to be honest with you, had I not been made redundant, I would still be there now, unhappy, doing a job that took the life out of me.
I think this is the thing. And also you've touched on something else really important, and that is the mistake a lot of us make when it comes to setting a goal or creating a vision or setting some kind of intention. We use the language, I will do that when, and we put it way into the future because we don't dare to believe that it could happen right now. So it's funny, I used to work for a big company and I was in customer services. And we used to be on the phones a lot. And in downtime, we would all like chew the fat and chat about whatever. And one day there was this conversation around, what would you do? What would you do if you won the lottery? What would you do with the money? And I was like, I would quit here and I would set up my own music school. And we were going to have our own record label. I wanted to have like a philanthropic element where kids that didn't have a lot of money could come and make music. And, you know, there was going to be singing and, you know, all the things. And that was my when I win the lottery story. And then something happened where I was given an opportunity to open my own singing studio. And I nearly didn't do it. Because in my head, I was like, that's not the plan now. Like a bit like you, I was like, well, that's what I'm going to do when I'm about 85. You know, like that's way in the future. There's no way I could do it now. And then luckily I caught myself and was like, but why? Why? I'm being given this opportunity. It's being presented to me now. I can't actually see a reason why other than it feels a bit irresponsible. But I did it and I sold everything. I actually left my marriage at the same time. It wasn't because of that. It just happened to all fall in the same timing, but literally left my marriage, sold my house, sold my car, moved across 3 counties, put my cat in a cattery for about 100 years and set up my little studio. But it was so weird because I was all the time telling myself, but we weren't doing this yet. We're not ready yet. But I don't actually know what I was waiting for. And I think a lot of people don't know what they're waiting for, and they subconsciously and even consciously hold their dreams at arm's length. And they think it's great because they're like, oh yeah, but I dream and I set goals, so that's cool because it will happen. Well, it will happen, but at some point you're going to have to snap that into your reality now. You're going to wake up one day and have to realize that today is the day. Because every single day you wake up and go, oh, one day I'll go and do that. Or when I'm older, I'll do that. Or when, fill in the blank, I will do that. You are already setting the intention to the universe and going, okay, I'll have it, but I won't have it yet. I'm not ready yet. And every single day you feel not ready is another day it won't come for you. You know, I think 100% of the people that I speak to who have created a life like you shared, Penelope, that feels like alignment for them, at some point just decided to take a leap. And there didn't really seem to be any kind of safety net or any kind of, you know, great decision around it. They were even surrounded by people going, that's a terrible plan because there's no, like, I remember my mum thinking I was about to get crazy. She was just like, you're absolutely nuts. You've given up everything. You've moved to a town where you don't know anybody, which wasn't quite true. I had friends there, but I remember her saying at one point, you've given up everything you had that was solid and you've thrown in your lot with these people in Salisbury. And I don't understand your choice. And at the time I was like, I've got nothing to say about that. I was living out of my car. I had a different door for different things. I had like shoes were in the boot. I had tops on the right. Seven! Hello, gorgeous. How are you? And Gemma's on. Hey, hey. Sorry, I got very excited then. Son of Richmond's in the house. Woo. I don't know what that was. That was meant to be a sound, but it came out wrong. Anyway, so at the time, I was like, you might be right, Mum. This might be the worst decision I've ever made because there was nothing tangible, but I just knew I had to do it. Something inside of me was like, look, that's an opportunity. you've got to take your opportunities. You don't know when they're going to come along. And now I know even better because I'm older and wiser. But now I would go back to that version of me and be like, guess what? Even if the opportunities aren't being given to you, then create them then, right? If you want something bad enough, if you feel that it's for you truly in your heart, create that opportunity. Start deciding that you're ready for it now. Start deciding that you're worthy. Start deciding you can have it. Don't worry about how, because the how actually isn't your job. What's Senan saying? Oh, hey, Senan. Oh, we absolutely will catch up soon. Mwah. Thank you for dropping in. You create those opportunities. You know, you don't sit and wait. You do hear stories sometimes where something drops in somebody's lap. But the truth of the matter is, and this is like a hard truth, so many of you would have it dropped in your lap and you still wouldn't jump. You would still have a reason why you couldn't make that choice, or you would still tell yourselves a load of reasons why that couldn't happen for you.
I actually think it's better if it doesn't land in your lap.
Yeah.
Better if you do it not the hard way, but you have to learn from the ground up.
Yeah.
Because it makes you more appreciative. I can't say that word. Appreciative. No?
Appreciative.
Appreciative.
You said titty in the middle of it. Appreciative.
Oh, said that. But it makes you more grateful for that whole journey. Like when I first started out, one of my favorite songs that I listened to over and over, the kids used to cringe, but it was Miley Cyrus and it was The Climb. Because for me, it's not the end goal.
Yeah.
It's that I loved the bit getting there. So once I actually reach the goal, it's sometimes a bit like an anti-climax, and then I want to set the next goal because that's totally the bit, growth is the hard bit.
Totally. If this had been given to me, because I find myself quite often thinking, oh, like I feel like I figured it out finally, but God, I wish I was doing what I'm doing now when I was 20. Like I wish I could have done this 20 years ago. It's terrifying that I can say that and I'm old enough to have a 20 years ago. In my mind, I'm still 25, but still, that's another thing. But the fact of the matter is, if this had been given to me 20 years ago, I wouldn't have known what to do with it. This works because I am who I am, and I've been through what I've been through, and I've experienced everything I've experienced. And this is the message that I want to bring people so much. It's those things that you think are holding you back, they're actually just guiding you along the path you were always supposed to be on. I saw a really great graphic once. I think it was on Facebook, and it was of a little critter. I don't know what it was, but some kind of moly thing. And it was digging along in a tunnel, and it had hit a brick wall, and it was trying everything to get through the brick wall. And it was getting frustrated and sad that it couldn't break through. And then on the other side of the brick wall in one of the pictures was this awful monster thing that would just eat it if it got through. Like, the point is, if you're hitting up against a brick wall, that's probably not a door you're meant to go through. I heard a saying once that was, nothing meant for you could ever pass you by. If something's meant for you, it can't miss you. You can hold it at arm's length for a while. You can definitely hold it from you, but it will not miss you. It's going to keep coming back around. It's really worth looking at the patterns in your life, at what keeps recurring, what keeps coming back, because you're learning lessons every single time it comes back. And if you're allowing yourself to learn the lessons, and if you can drop the emotion and the bullshit story of, oh, poor me, like this keeps happening and I'm useless because of this, or I'll never have this because of that. If you can drop that story and instead go, why is this happening for me? What is here for me to learn? Why does this keep coming around? What feels true? For me, it was money. Money kept knocking me on my ass. Like, in all the ways, I could share 20 bajillion different ways that I've struggled with money over the years, 20 bajillion ways that I could tell you how shit it's made me feel and how worthless and how guilty and shameful and all the things. It's kept coming back around. But at the root, I've known that that isn't supposed to be the end of my story. I know that that isn't my reality. I absolutely know. And actually, oddly, my dad would laugh at this, but oddly, I even feel like at some point I'm supposed to help other people with their money story. It feels like such a huge part of my purpose, because it's been such a huge part of my journey. And I've learned so much, not just about money itself, but about myself. I've really learned how to forgive myself when I fuck up. I've really learned how to love myself through terrible decisions, and how to stand back up when something's knocked you on your ass and you think you can't recover. The biggest thing in your life that is challenging you is also teaching you. And I happen to think that those lessons come through three channels: money, relationships, health. And for some people, it's a combination of all those things. But for me, it's mostly been money, right? For someone else, it might be relationships. You might find that every relationship you have is just shit. And that's what causes you to question whether you're worthy. That's what causes you to question whether you're a good person, or, you know, whether it will ever be different for you. And I think our job is to hold on to what we feel is true in our heart, let go of how we think that's going to transpire, and keep focusing on what we think is for us. Like, I absolutely know struggling for money, something fluffy just went up my nose, struggling with money isn't the end of my story. That's absolutely not the way that I'm supposed to live my life. And I absolutely know and can feel that it is. I was going to say that it's going to change, but it's actually already changed. So much has already shifted, and I'm getting the evidence of that now. I didn't get the evidence of that when I started that work on the beliefs and, you know, cultivating my belief in what's for me. There was absolutely zero evidence that I was right. All I had was my gut feeling. And I'm saying you can trust that gut feeling.
So I want to pick up on the belief bit. So remind me, because once I start talking, I'll go off on another tangent. you know what I'm like. You asked me at the beginning of this what my definition of alignment is. And there's something else I need to say here as well, that my definition of alignment now is in this moment. 5, 10 years, 20 years, it will be a totally different feeling of alignment, because yeah. I will have grown that much more. I'll be that much more, I was going to say knowledgeable, but I guess we'll have that much more wisdom behind us. You know, all that hindsight and all those lessons that we've learned. So yes, I'm living in alignment now, but I also know that there's another level of alignment.
Yeah.
And another level of alignment.
Yeah, that's important. And so alignment isn't this destination, like, you know, Penelope shared already, it's about the journey. And that sounds like a cliche. And I absolutely did want to break out into song, but it isn't the journey. Like, it's not that Penelope has landed at Mount Alignment and now she's sat up on her mountain going, I'm aligned, like, good luck, I hope you get aligned too. Alignment is a choice in every single moment of the day, every single moment, and you can always course correct.
And it's also as well that I'm creating my life, my business, my job for my dream, not for somebody else's. Yeah. And that, it's a totally different energy. I am a free spirit. So for me to have to go to work and sit in an air conditioned office and feel trapped, like, that is not in alignment with me. That's not in alignment with me, with my energy. To be told to work in a certain structure. And I feel like I've contradicted myself just recently, because I'm starting to introduce systems and structures into my business, but they're ones that I've created rather than something that's been forced on me almost. So yeah, the energy feels different all the time. I get up every morning, I make my day how I want it to be. I don't have to be at work at 9 o'clock, and I don't have to leave at 6 o'clock, or whatever I do in the middle of the day is up to me. If I want to go, well, not at the moment, but if I wanted to go and sit in a restaurant with my laptop, I could do. Or if I wanted to go into town and do some, you know, shared workspace, something like that, I could do. Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to get back to about beliefs is that even though I'm living in this place of alignment and I love my life and I'm so happy, it doesn't mean you're finished doing the work. Because right. The belief bit, it was only, so each year I choose a word of the year, which is what I focus on for the year. Last year it was purpose. And so everything that I created had purpose behind it. And I really felt that everything that I created was really created solid foundations in my online business. This year, what I realized, what was creeping through, was these feelings that I'm unworthy. Mm. I'm not I'm not worthy of the goals that I want, that I'm setting for myself. Who am I to even have that idea that that could be for me? And so then I had this like aha moment, was that I need to flip that. Because if I'm feeling unworthy, what I need to do is step into the energy of being worthy. So my word of the year is worthy. But for me to go from feeling unworthy and almost a bit like an imposter to worthy was too much of a jump. So then you have to break it down a bit. So it's like, what did I used to say to myself? Like, I now choose to be worthy.
Yeah.
I now choose to have everything that I want, that kind of thing. So you're almost gently guiding yourself into it until you start to feel a bit more settled with that energy, and then you can move into the I am worthy kind of affirmations.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's you know, for me, I definitely went through a phase on this self-development journey. You know, in the beginning, it's like a honeymoon period, right? You start reading all these things and hearing all these things, and it all sounds wonderful, and it's like, oh my god, I can just have the life of my dreams. And if I write this list of affirmations, or if I stick things to my ceiling, then that is just going to, I'm going to wake up and it's going to be there, right? We kind of don't want to do the work, or we don't think we have to do the work. We think it's nothing to do with us, right? This was certainly how I felt in the beginning. I thought that my happiness depended on something outside of me, and that it would almost be gifted to me if I was like a good girl, right? If I was a good girl and I did my journaling, and if I was a good girl and I kept my emotions in check, if I was a good girl and didn't get into negative headspaces, like that was some of the shit I used to tell myself, like, oh, you can't manifest if you're in a negative headspace. Well, what kind of bullshit is that? Because then the minute you get into a negative headspace, you start to feel like, oh, I can't have anything that I want and I'm failing. And then that makes you spiral more. As you go through, you, like for me, after that honeymoon period ended and I realized that there actually was work to do, a huge lesson I had to learn was to take ownership, not just taking ownership of what I wanted, but taking ownership of everything I had right now. And recognizing that I had created that in some way, shape or form from my beliefs, like whatever they were rooted in, the reality I was seeing now was actually not a sign of what was coming. It was a sign of what I've allowed up to this point. And that was a really hard pill to swallow. And it's where a lot of people get stuck, because we like to blame things on others, especially if we've been through something traumatic or difficult. It's so much easier to say, oh, well, that wasn't me, that was something else. And of course, there are situations where absolutely something has happened to you, but you are still in control of how you handle that. You're still in control of how you perceive that. And you're definitely in control of what you choose to carry forward as your story. And so for me, I then came into a period of feeling like I was frustrated. Because I could see the life I wanted, and I could vision and dream till the cows come home, and it was all written beautifully in like 1,000 journals. And then I would kind of snap out of the journaling and I would look around and go, but I'm in a crappy house of a crappy car. At the time, you know, there were times where my relationship didn't feel like it was very solid either. I didn't feel like I was being a very good mum. So literally, if you'd given me one of those wheel of life things that life coaches like to do, where you rate your life, I was pretty low on almost all of the spokes. You know, it was all like a 2 or a 3 out of 10. And I got stuck in frustration. And I would read things that go, oh, gratitude is a powerful practice. And I'd be like, fuck that, because I'm not grateful. I'm fucked off that this is my life and that I can't change it. And I feel frustrated and I feel angry about that. What's really shifted for me in, I would say, the last 12 months, maybe 18 months, is absolute true gratitude for everything I've created, absolute true acceptance that this was everything I created and that that was a co-creation, whilst allowing myself to want more, but dropping that frustration, like dropping that feeling of, somehow I'm failing because I'm not in that house yet, or somehow I'm failing because I don't have those clients yet.
But I think as well that it's also really important as well to acknowledge that So I was listening to Catherine Zenkina today, and she was talking about the compound effect. You know, I've not read the book, but she was talking about it. And all those things that you did in the beginning, even though it led you to the point of frustration and the repetitiveness and the consistency and that dedication, it got you to make that quantum leap to the next point where you could really feel the true gratitude. So that first part was so important to get you there to then get that jump.
And that's really crucial. What Penelope's just said is crucial, because if you're in that frustration right now, and I know so many people must be, it's recognizing that, you know, so many people have this idea of manifestation and the universe, and they think the universe is some bearded wizard in the sky who will bequeath like gifts upon you if you do the right thing. It's actually bollocks, because there are plenty of people in the world who aren't great people who are experiencing great things. You're just co-creating. That's all it is. The universe isn't choosing to bless certain people, because if that's how it worked, all the good people would be rich and all the shitty people would struggle. But that isn't the way the world is, and we know that. So it's actually about a co-creation, and it's understanding. Like, somebody wrote to me this week, and they're doing a manifestation process at the moment that I'm also doing. I'm absolutely hooked on these things. I just love doing these little challenges, and I love revisiting like self-development. I think I will always love to do, because I'm just so interested in it. And they said to me, oh, I'm worried because I'm a few days behind. I'm worried that now I've screwed it up and I can't manifest. And I was like, but you're always manifesting. You're always manifesting. What you're being taught to do is harnessing the power of what you're manifesting. But it isn't a question of, oh, I can't manifest. Everybody's manifesting all of the time. And it's based in energy, first and foremost.
So that's what I wanted to say, because obviously, you know, I'm the chakra queen.
Queen of energy.
So for me, it's about the energy that you create it with. So I came from a multi-million pound lifestyle that I created. But I created it with the wrong energy. It was coming from my solar plexus sitting underneath my diaphragm. And it was coming from the energy of, I want it, I need it. And that's a totally different energy from coming from your heart center, which is where you're saying you've got true gratitude now. Yeah. That comes from the heart. And it's such a higher vibration. So for me, that what I have manifested, I mean, I can manifest like that. My Reiki master, she nicknamed me the manifesting queen, because she sort of taught me the process. And every week I'd go to see her for my Reiki treatment. She'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe you've like literally manifested that in a week. And like, well, yeah, you just told me to do it kind of thing. I didn't know that it wasn't going to work, so I just did it. But a lot of the time it was coming from a place of lack. It was coming from that needy energy, and so that was going to be filled, but then it would create the void again. It would be taken away from me, for me then have to go and do that whole process. But when you're doing it from here, it's a longer lasting energy. A much
absolutely
more stable energy.
Do you know what, that's exactly it. And I remember being in that same place, being in that belief that I need these things. I'm not going to be okay if I don't have these things, right? And you know, just to get super woo-woo and spiritual right now, if you believe like I do that we are these balls of energy having a human experience, then it would be crucial to whoever's looking over us, whoever our support system is, and whether you think that's God or the universe or your higher self or some kind of committee or a bunch of angels or whatever. I don't know if you can say a bunch of angels. What's the collective name for angels? A gaggle? What do we say for a group of angels? A host of angels.
I don't know.
But you know, whatever you believe is the governing body of that, or like, you know, the support network around that, wouldn't it make sense that they want to bring you back to your truth? So if you've landed here in your human vessel and you've fallen into the belief that you're not going to be okay unless you have this lottery win or this car or this house or this relationship or this certain health situation, it's important for that governing body to get you back to the truth of knowing that your sense of being okay comes from inside of you. And I stand by that regardless of what you think your situation is. And this is such a huge part of the work that I do, because sometimes people that come to me have fallen into a situation in their life that feels devastating to them. Something has drastically changed that would devastate anybody, because it's cut them off. You know, for a lot of them, they've been on what they thought was their path, and then this thing has happened and it's pulled them off of path. So now they're in fear and they're thinking, oh my God, I have to get back to where I was at, because if I can't get back there, I'm not going to have a happy life. I can't be truly happy. I can't truly be me. And it's my job to say, your current situation is still, you still have the ability to feel fulfillment. It just might not look the way that you thought it was going to look, you know, and it's helping people to let go of that external need to feel a certain way, look a certain way, have certain things, you know, that security is from inside of you.
And that's why when I was living that lifestyle, I was actually the unhappiest I'd ever been, because it hadn't come from within me. It was that outside source that I thought was going to bring me happiness, and it never would. But so something you've touched on tonight as well, which is the four levels of consciousness. So it's for me. My life is happy. You sit there and you think, oh my God, the whole world's against me. Everything's happening. No, to me. Sorry.
To me, yeah.
To me. Everything's happening to me. Then you move up a level into for me, which is where you realize that you're responsible for creating your own life, everything that happens in it. And then there's through me consciousness, where almost everything feels like it's easy. Everything's flowing through you. And then there's, hang on. To me, for me, through me, as me. I think it's as me, which is more almost like enlightenment. So yeah. There's very rarely completely enlightened people on the planet, but you kind of, where you're doing the manifesting part, where it's in true alignment with you, you're dipping out between level 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think
you need to sit in to me. Like, yes. For me, when I left my ex-husband, I had to sit there for a bit. That was where I needed to be. So there's also, it's not that we're saying, oh my God, you always need to be in, you know, as me or whatever.
Yeah.
It's sometimes okay to sit there and go through that whole process and work your way through slowly rather
That's
than
important. As well. That's important as well. For anyone who's embarking on their spiritual journey, it's quite common, I think, once you start realizing the true power of you, and you start to see yourself as something from, you know, something otherworldly and something not from this place, it's very common to then wish that you weren't doing the human thing at all. And I went through that as well. And I and then, like, you're kind of a bit arrogant at that point, because you start like lording around going, oh well, I'm so enlightened, like I can't even with the humans, you know. You start talking like that, and then something slaps you on your ass to remind you, but you signed up for the human experience, so you better fucking human, right? You'd better be the human that you came here to be, because there's value in both sides. If you were ready to just go and be a spirit again, then you'd be off the planet, right? You'd leave. That's what happens. So the time that you are here, you are meant to be a human. You are meant to feel the human experience. And that means having all of the emotions and all of the shit show and all of the challenges that comes with that. And you can absolutely experience that and be connected to your spirituality whilst honoring that you chose this human experience. And then you just see it a bit different, right? And I might talk differently if a challenge came along that was seriously, like, traumatic. I might not say the same thing. I can only speak from my experience, and that's all I can ever do, and that's all anyone can ever do. I just want to skip over to Facebook a moment, because we have a comment. Tash is watching. Hey, Tash. And oh, I've got Sherry, and I've got Dee, and I've got Penny. Hello, everyone. So Tash has just shared a comment that says, thanks to Lil, a little bit about my story. I haven't paid Tash to say this, by the way. This is completely off her own back. It was the first lockdown that forced me to stop and listen. Well, I'm going to stop there. I think that is the case for so many people. That is what 2020 was all about for so many people. I think it absolutely forced people to sit and go, right, what is this life I've been living and what do I want to carry forward? So she says, it forced me to stop and listen to what excited me and step out of my comfort zone to explore things I've wanted to do for a long time. It reminded me there's so much more to do in life. I had just started a new business with my husband in a career I've been in for 17 years, and I was happy but not content. Yes, there is a difference. I took the leap and stepped away to start a new career. I didn't know how it would pan out, but I'm 10 months in and I'm feeling so content and comfortable in my own skin. Tash, I'm so excited to read this because I remember, I know Tash personally, she's in my choir, and I know how you felt making that decision. So that's very exciting. It's like I'm a different person. I'm also doing well on the course I've started, and I do believe this is all happening for a reason. Be brave, ignore the fear and live your life. Preach, you better preach. Hey, Laura. Hey, hey. See, I've jumped over from Instagram. They'll all be I've left them. Hello, Instagram. We're back. In case you're wondering why it keeps cutting off Instagram, it's because I'm checking Facebook for the comments as well. Okay, I feel like we're going to need to wrap this up. I just saw a lot of fives, Penelope. What do fives mean in angel numbers? I feel like that's an important, that's a big one, isn't it? Fives.
I don't know off the top of my head. I think it's like, creation is three, I think. I'm not sure what five is.
I think it means we're fucking awesome. That's what I think it means. All the fives mean, Lillian.
Should we give two takeaways before we finish?
Let's do it. We don't mean food either, although I could go for a takeaway. But Penelope, go for it.
So in terms of looking within yourself to meet your needs that you want now. So let's say, if your goal is I want more money, so how can you what you actually want is to feel more abundant. So the way that you can do this is to sit and take five really deep long breaths, hold the breath, like breathe in, hold it, and then before you let it out. And you want to get to the point where you can feel your skin tingling, and that's when you become abundant with the life force energy. So that is a really simple, free way to immediately feel abundant. If you want more love in your life, start loving yourself more. Fill yourself up with love, even if it's something like take a bath and you have candles, or, you know, you do, I don't know, a face pack or something like that, or do some meditation or some yoga, something for you. That's a way of getting more love in your life straight away without having to look for somebody else to come in and fill that void.
And I want to underpin something Penelope shared earlier, because it completely speaks to what she just shared. And that is that the steps are micro, the shifts are micro. It happens the minute you decide. You're not going to see the physical manifestation of it maybe in the first instance. And actually, the bigger your dream and the bigger the shift, and depending on how much you believe you can have it, will determine how long it takes for you to call that in. So Penelope said she's a master manifester. That's because she's got herself to an energetic place where she absolutely knows that she's a master manifester. So if she decides to call something in, she knows it's coming. That's energy. It's absolutely energy. So I just wanted to underpin that, because, you know, I think people roll their eyes a bit and go, oh yeah, if I want more love, I've got to love myself, blah, blah, blah. But it's absolutely so true, so key. And if you can just remind yourself that those shifts are already happening, it's already, the universe is already co-creating with you. It's already shifting. All you've got to do is hold the vision and keep an eye out for the signs that it's working. Because so often we miss the signs because we've already written it off as being a load of bollocks. So then we don't see all the things that are happening, and then we stay stuck where we're at.
But that's the other thing as well. So you might have a check on your vision board for, I don't know, let's just say £1 million, because we're doing that thing together, aren't we? So £1 million, and what you want is someone to come along and plop £1 million in your hand. Well, it might if you win the lottery, but that would be a lottery win. What you've got to be open for is the people that may cross your path, the opportunities that may come to you. It may be information that just suddenly, maybe a book flies off the shelf or something like that. And it's a path that it's something that you're supposed to take on and something that you're supposed to do. Your dreams don't work unless you do. I don't believe anybody that it just happens for it. You know, even overnight stars and things like that, they've had years of, I don't know, acting training, music, singing lessons, things like that. And then it happens.
Yeah.
So you've just got to keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. Have the desire, have the dedication, and have the certainty and trust that it will happen. And it will at some point.
Absolutely. And I just want to finish with a little journal prompt for all of you. So anyone who likes to journal, or you might just want to meditate on this, or just pick whatever works for you, right? But I want you to ask yourself this question in your journal. If I'm already in full alignment with who I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be experiencing, then where is the evidence of that in my life right now? Because if you're coming from a belief that you're not in alignment, all you're going to see is the evidence of that. So I want that journal prompt to reset you and be like, but what if I am in alignment already? What if this is absolute alignment? Then where's the evidence of that? Where are the places in your life where you feel content? Where are the moments of joy? Where are the moments of excitement? Where are the moments of passion and where you feel so lit up and excited to be doing what you're doing? That's what you want to focus on. That's what you want to believe you can have more of. And then just set the intention that you get to have more of that. And remember, this is an energy thing. It doesn't really matter what you physically do, whether you physically write affirmations or say things out loud or listen to meditation or whatever. It helps, but you need to shift your energy. And there's a multitude of ways you can do that. If you guys go and check out the episode from this week with Penelope, there are some links to Penelope's website. Penelope is the chakra energy alignment queen. So she's got so many things this woman can do that she couldn't even fit it all on her Clubhouse bio. And Clubhouse bios are notoriously huge. But she's got so many things, so many little things to her bow that she couldn't fit it in a ruddy Clubhouse bio. So click the links, because there's going to be something for you. And, you know, this is the thing. If you're into EFT tapping, do EFT tapping. But if you think it's a load of bollocks, find the thing that shifts your energy. It's a really simple thing. What is it in your life that makes you feel good? For me, it's singing. For some people, it's dancing. For other people, it might be writing poetry or painting or drawing, or it's giving yourself the permission to do the things that feel good. That's going to lift your vibration. And it doesn't really matter what's going on in your life. If you can experience a moment of heightened vibration, then remember how that felt. And it's bringing yourself back to that constantly. Not to ignore emotions, not to bury down feelings that you might be having or situations that you're going through, but because you're choosing that vibration, because that is what you want more of. And that's when you start experiencing manifestation.
And also doing things that you really want to do, that really light you up, not what you think other people think you should do.
Yes, that's key. Absolutely crucial. Yeah, there was a moment when I realized I was chasing a laptop lifestyle. And then I realized that actually a laptop lifestyle would be a ruddy nightmare for me, because I think I was looking at somebody's picture on Bali Beach and they were like, oh, look, I'm lying on Bali Beach with my laptop. And I was like, yeah, I want that. And then I was like, well, let's think about it. I'm not going to Bali without my family. So now I'm on a beach with a laptop and three fucking kids. And like, now it's not fun anymore. Like, actually, that is not what I choose. I do not choose that at all. So yeah, so true. Check in with what you actually want. And I, you know, so many people don't actually know what that looks like. We covered that in more depth in the episode this week as well. So I'm just going to jump quickly over and make sure we don't have any more comments. I don't think we do. Let me just look here as well. This is the trouble with going live on all the platforms, because now I've got to go and check all the platforms. I don't know if we had any on the other one. I just don't want to miss anyone out. Anyone that's watching on the replay, by the way, thank you so much for being here. You can still leave your comments underneath. Penelope and I will see them. Just give us a hashtag replay or tag either one of us. Especially if you've got questions for Penelope or for me, then yeah, no more questions. Awesome. Then tag us in there. We can absolutely come back.
Prepared.
Very, very quickly. Yeah. very quickly, don't forget there's the membership as well. You can join my membership. It's currently called Evolution Online. We are going for a rebrand very, very soon though, so hold on tight for that if you're already in it. Penelope is actually our guest in the membership this month. She's going to be coming in. I can't remember the date. I did write it down, but I don't have my schedule here. But it's soon. And she's going to be doing some amazing work off the back of everything that we just covered in these podcast episodes as well. So if you want more of this energy, if you want more support, then click the link in the show notes for access to the membership club. And don't forget to click Penelope's 5 bajillion links as well for anything that she might be offering that might be helpful for you. Penelope, thank you so much for coming back again.
My pleasure. 4 years ago.
I'll miss you next week.
4 years ago, I didn't have any links.
I know, yeah, exactly. Look what you've done in 4 years. I feel like I'm going to miss you next week. It's like when you've been on holiday with someone and then you have to go home. I'm going to be all lonesome on my podcast. So hopefully you'll all join me next week.
I did think maybe I could invite you back onto mine 1 week.
Please. Yeah, this needs to happen. Actually, I won't miss Penelope that much because we've appointed ourselves chat show hosts over in Clubhouse. And every Tuesday at 8 p.m. we are hosting chilled chats with Penelope and Lily, and we're just covering all kinds of things, but it's basically conversations around spiritual awakening, living life on purpose, and everything that goes with that. So if you're on Clubhouse and if you've enjoyed this, we would love to see you over there. You have to be friended with at least one of us to even be able to see the room, because we set it as it's not a private room, but it's a social room, which means you have to be following us in order to gain access. So I'm there at Lily Badcock, and Penelope is Lady Penelope. Oh, yes, she is, on Clubhouse. So the links are in the show notes for that too. So hopefully you will join us. Right, Penelope, let's wrap this up. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much for being with you.
We will be back again soon. I'm going to attempt to end this broadcast. And don't forget to check out the brand new episode that's coming out on Monday as well. And we will see you very soon. Mwah! Bye.